Hi, thanks for listening to My Two Cents. I'm Tim, and this is episode 170. I'm almost done with this project now. So I know I saw my last episode was talking about the broken code that I thought I had fixed by switching browsers. That is what happened. So it's working on Firefox, not on Chrome. That's cool. So I'm trying to bust that out real quick so that I can get confirmation of it working and not have to screw around with this anymore because I'm ready for my next project. I'm kind of had enough with this one. So, and I just saw two golf carts driving up the road. So that's Florida, like legit golf carts, not cars, just in the middle of the street. And I'm like, we're in like a place. This isn't even like a retirement home or a golf club community. It's just like a place. And they're just chilling, golf carts. Wild place down here, man. So, but yeah. So hopefully that'll be good and done. I'd like to say it's going to be done today, but I don't know, because I also need to fucking finish this book that I'm reading to figure out what I'm going to do strategy-wise for how I'm going to eat. It's a lot. It's just a lot of shit. A lot of moving parts. But, yeah. Yeah, I think I should do, like, a whole separate episode on the food strategy that we're doing, because mine's going to be a little different than hers, than Leah's, but it's going to be, it's so funny, like, it's come kind of full circle. Like, I was Mr. Meat Keto, source the meat well, but, you know, also sometimes not at all, because I'll eat it at restaurants. And she was like, that's horrible for you, you're going to die of cancer, eat plants, go vegan, plus the environment. And then, so then I, you know, she's right on that front, especially the environment front, which is why I went. And so then I'm doing vegan for like a year and a half now. And, you know, for health reasons, it does make sense depending on what you're trying to deal with and what your body's reacting to. It's all very individual, to have certain small supplements with like meat product. 5-10% of your diet, at least for what we're going to go with strategy-wise, I think. But it's obviously a lot harder for Leah, and I also don't know to what degree she's going to even be able to do it, but I think to some degree, probably. For me, the hardest thing is the environmental piece, because, like, it's a problem, but, you know, there is no perfect way to eat if you're not growing it yourself, and that counts for plants and animals. Like, you know, it's definitely a, I don't know if it's formally a straw man or a red herring, but it's a logical fallacy when people bring up, oh, well, if you're not eating beef, you're eating soy, and eating the soy is grown at these farms and farmland. Growing soy and plant products takes up and accounts for 70% of all of the environmental degradation. That's technically true, but the problem is the majority of the soy and other plant products grown on land in America, at least, is actually grown as cattle or other animal feed. So like cows are eating soy. So if your case is going to be don't eat tofu because beef is better because you're not taking up the landmass, that's just wrong, because the beef that you're eating is eating more soy than if you were just to eat soy yourself. But if it's a grass farm that is truly local, that does not import feed, yada yada yada, that whole thing, that certainly does not scale. So if everyone were to do that, we would run out of land. But it's like, everybody's not going to do that. That's the whole reason. Like, going vegan is awesome, but not everybody's doing that, so that's why we're still in a rough spot environmentally. And, And it's also still a problem with the methane emissions from the cattle. Now, if the farm is really with it, and they're feeding little bits of seaweed in with the grass that the cows are eating, that can reduce methane by, I think, up to 90%, based on the last research I've reviewed. and it's not harmful for the cows or anything. So like, if they're doing that, shit, man, that's, now we're just talking about how much water they're drinking, because it's not even an embedded water problem, because there's no feed that's coming in. So it's literally just how much water is the cow going to drink. And if that's the only factor, because you've reduced the methane by feeding the cows seaweed, and it's grass-fed and it's local, so you're not importing feed that's got embedded water, and they're literally eating grass on the land that they're foraging on, then it's just the two problems of scalability, which it's not going to scale, and then, like, the amount of water they're going to drink. But if that's the only other issue, I mean, like, fucking avocados and almonds suck up a ton of water, too. So on that front, it might be equivalent. The reason cattle's water footprint is so much bigger is because, especially for factory farm cattle, it's all of the feed that is imported in. It's a fuck ton of embedded water. So anyway, yeah. So I guess I don't need to do a separate episode. I just launched and went into it. But yeah, that's pretty much how I'm looking at it right now. And then, you know, at the end of the day, the goal is to get all of the food coming off of the land that we own directly. So that's what we're moving towards. But that's a little ways off for now. So that's why we're going with Plan B. Well, it's actually like Plan F, but you know. So yeah, but that's about where I'm at. Thanks for listening.